Welcome back to Jeff Mobile Radio, coming to you from Vancouver, BC, Canada. This is a podcast where I'm going to be reading aloud and bringing to life some of the comments about local Vancouver issues on my Facebook page. And these are all contributed comments from my friends on Facebook, and I thought they're really interesting discussions, so I wanted to bring them to the attention of the public of Vancouver. And this is regarding the upcoming Vancouver transit tax. And the question for our listeners is, if TransLink can't manage a $170 million Compass program, can we trust them to manage a $7.5 billion transit plan? One of my friends, AC, says, I don't mind temporary fare or tax hikes for funding where needed. The only problem is that tax or fare hikes don't go back down. And that has three likes. Jason, another friend, says, we must remember that the then Minister of Transportation, Kevin Falcon, forced the Compass system against the wishes on the then locally elected and governed TransLink board. As such, I'd argue the Compass failure is not a true measuring stick of TransLink, but rather of the BC Liberals. George says, and that has three likes, George says, perhaps the newly sworn-in Vancouver City Council would forego their proposed raise and put that towards transit, and that has two likes. Stephen says, we need more transit, with one like. My friend Brendan says, it's not about a judgment of TransLink as the manager of these funds, but the need of our region to have any ability to grow with necessary mobility into the future. Also, as a sales tax goes, it will have more positive direct impact, even to drivers who don't take transit, because every person on transit is one less car in front of you, with less felt cost than even general inflation has. And that has two likes. Martin, my friend, says, the Compass card notwithstanding, most of the issues over the past year on SkyTrain have been due to underfunding maintenance. For most of us, the cost of this will come to less than about $25 a month, so better mobility for the cost of one moto trip or a dinner out. Not a bad deal all told. Well, thank you, Martin. And that has one like. Martin also continues to say that now I'd really prefer this to be done by road pricing, example, a downtown congestion tax or a per kilometer tax on insurance renewals, as it is more progressive, but that's an implementation challenge. Tweaking the PST is far easier to do in the short term. That has one like. Joshua says, right, so we really want to send more Canadians down to the US to shop. We're already going to have to save, we're already going down there to save our $3 for a gallon of milk. So now we'll just go to Abbotsford or Squamish to make our big ticket purchases like cars and TVs, etc. A tax hike, especially in this regionally structured one, is terrible for any business in the Metro Vancouver area. How can we forget about the small business owner? Come on, folks, once a tax goes up, it rarely comes down and doesn't often go towards the stated project either. TransLink has no funding issues. They are perfectly capable of continuing enormous pay packages for their executives. TransLink has a financial management issue. And tolling every road bridge across the metro area isn't the answer either. And so I just responded to say, that has one like, and I responded to say, thank you guys, I appreciate all your input and good points by all. So I hope these comments are illuminating to you. I thought my friends were really generous with their ideas, and thank you to everyone who contributed to this discussion. Check back on this channel for some more updates of interesting talks from my Facebook page. And my name is Jeff Peters from Vancouver, BC, Canada. My channel is jeffmobile.com. Jeff Mobile on YouTube with a G, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Have a great day, and what do you think about the proposed transit tax in Vancouver, Metro Vancouver area? If you have any comments, please leave comments below this video in the comments, and I may even do another video like this reading out your comments for the rest of the readers. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Have a great day, and take care for now.